Mesechtes Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah, the next two Mishnahs discuss someone who already planted one species and changes his mind and wants to now switch to a different. How can he do so without running into a Kilayim issue? Mishnah Gimel, Haisa Sadeu Zeruah Chitim, if his field was already planted with wheat, V'nimlach L'Zara Sa'erim, and he changes his mind, he wants now to plant barley. Yamtin, he has to wait. Yamtin la ad shetaslia. He has to wait until the wheat kernels start taking root. V'yapach, and then he should turn over the soil and thereby kill the wheat plants that they won't grow further. Once they start taking root and then the soil is turned over, it destroys the plants. V'achakach yizra, and then he can plant barley afterwards because the wheat plants have already been destroyed. This time that it takes for them to root, the Rav says that if it was in a moist dirt, then it takes 3 days for the roots to start coming out. If the dirt's drier, then it takes a little longer than 3 days. He has to wait that time, then turn over the soil, kill the wheat plants, and then plant barley. Im tzimcha, if the wheat plants already sprouted and now the plant already is coming through the top of the ground, it's visible. What should he do? Lo yomer Ezra v'achakach oifach. He can't say that I want to plant the barley first and afterwards turn over the soil. And this would save him a lot of work, because what they would do is they would throw out the new seeds and then they would plow and turn over the soil in order to bury the new seeds that they should be planted underground. So here, if he has to turn over the soil first to remove the wheat and then put the barley down, then turn over the soil, it's twice the amount of work. But he can't say that I want to put the barley first and then turn it over. Ela hayvich, he first has to turn over the soil to kill the wheat plants. Va'achar kach zerea, then he can plant the barley. The Mishnah continues, kamei hecherish, how much does he have to plow to turn over the soil to destroy the first crop before being allowed to plant the second one? Kisalmei haravia. The Mishnah says, like the tlamim, the furrows of the revia, which is the rain. Usually after the first rain in Eretz Yisrael, that was the beginning of the winter months, they would plow the ground, and when they would do the normal plow after the first rain, they wouldn't cover every square inch. The furrows were spaced together, close together, but not actually one touching the next, and there was little bits of space between them that didn't get turned over. And the Mishnah is saying that according to this first opinion, that's enough. The normal standard plow that they would do after the first rain, that was sufficient to negate the first planting, the wheat planting. And even if something was left in between, he already showed that he's not interested in that crop, and he can plant now the barley. Abishol Amar, Abishol says he's more machmer, more stringent. He says Kadesh Le Yishar Reiv Al Beisa. He has to make sure that his plow covered every bit of space that he shouldn't leave over. Shleishar, he shouldn't leave over enough space for a Reiv Al Beisa, a quarter of a kav per Beisa, a quarter of a kav planting per Beisa, which is 50 by 50 amas. So basically, he can't leave behind the 1/24th space, 1/24th of a 50 by 50 amas space, that amount of square footage between all the space in the field that didn't get plowed in between each furrow. He has to make sure it doesn't add up to 1/24th of a 50 by 50 amas space. So this is more machmer. The plow has to be much closer together and cover the vast majority of the field. Mishnah Dalet. So it's a similar case, but here it's combining he wants to switch from wheat to grapevines, or grapevines to wheat. Zerua, if he already planted a grains. V'nimlach l'nata, now he wants to do netia. Netia is the term for planting grapevines. So he planted already grains, and he wants to now put grapevines. Lo yomer, he can't say, ata, first I'll plant the grapevines, v'achakach eifeich, and then I'll turn over the dirt to have a dual purpose of killing the grains and having the grape seeds go under to plant the grapevines. He can't do that. Ela hayfich, he first has to turn the dirt over to remove the first crop, v'achakach neteah, then he can plant the grapevines. And the reverse case, if it was netua, if he planted grapevines first, v'nimlach lazara, and then he changes his mind to plant grains, lo yemar, he can't say, Ezra, first I'll plant the grains, I'll throw the grains out onto the ground, v'achakach asharish, and then I'm going to uproot the grapevines afterwards. And here it says asharish, to uproot. It wasn't enough just to turn over the dirt. He had to actually uproot the grapevines in order to prevent their further growth. He can't say that I'll plant the grains first. Ela misharish, he first has to uproot the grapevines, va'achakach zerea, and then he can plant the grains afterwards. However, there is a leniency here that in Ratsa, if he wants, goymim, he can cart the grapevines down ad pachas mitefach, until the stump that's left is less than a tefach, which is a hand's breadth. He has to cut it down till less a stump that's smaller than that, which then already negates the plant. He's not interested in the grapevines anymore. Then Zareah, he can plant immediately afterwards. Va'achakach masharish, then if the grapevines happen to grow further, he can uproot them afterwards. But it's enough to allow him to plant the grains just by cutting the grapevines down to a stump that's less than a tefach.